When you were a baby in your crib, your father looked down at you. He had but one hope. Someday my son will grow to be a man. Well, look at you now. You just got your asses whipped by a bunch of goddamn nerds. Nerds!
PAX. We went to PAX last.
Oh yeah, that happened.
Week.
We did.
Well, first of all, we record a podcast. This is the 8-Bit Proof Podcast. This is episode 69.
I don't know.
We had the drunk podcast. 21. That was 21.
Yes.
Then we did the digital one.
Then this must be 20.
This is 23.
Three. Yes. This is.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Let's not change the number.
You assured me I could speak. Yes, it's 23. It has to be.
Wow.
I was assured that I could speak.
You just assured me that I could speak.
Really?
Here we go. Hold on.
Oh, you like
23.
That,
I don't know if it picked
you
up
like
any of the reverb in this room, but I definitely heard
that. That was a good sound.
Francis.
That was a good sound. I think you caught all of that.
It smells like garbage.
It smells like hot lava.
If I cut that, I'm going to include your laugh.
Okay.
It's hot.
All right, so episode 23 of the 8-Bit Proof Podcast. This is our After PAX episode. PAX was last week. We were fucking exhausted after PAX. Yes. Last year, we recorded an episode every evening.
That was
which
the dumbest thing we've ever done.
It was a bad
I think
bad,
we should go back to that.
Second
that
only
was fine.
To our 24-hour podcast.
I kept my memory fresh of the day.
Yeah. Roger was so mad.
You hated it every minute of it. You're sitting there like, why the fuck are we doing this?
We should
this
do
awful.
Another 24-hour podcast so I can be miserable again.
We have never done a 24-hour podcast.
No. The 24-hour.
What the hell are we talking about?
The 24-hour video game thing.
We have literally never done any of those things.
No.
Next time there's a 24-hour video gaming thing, though, we should sleep and wake up immediately to play. Like, because did we start it right in the middle? Like,
close enough.
Like, we went to breakfast
at 7.
I think we went to breakfast?
That hour and a half could have made the difference.
You three went to breakfast. I said, fuck you guys. I'll be there at 8.
Fuck you
guys.
Come
over.
I
think we should just
wake
up. I
don't do meats and breakfast shit.
Literally roll out of bed at like 8 a.m. and start the fucking thing so you can just cut even the smallest amount of time.
I did it again once and it still that 3 a.m., 4 a.m. hour.
The wall.
That was the worst. The last place when we did it, it was actually at this game store. They had like a room in the back where we had to play. And it was like between 3 and 5 a.m. I was like laying on my side just driving in circles in Grand Theft Auto. Like, I want to fucking kill myself.
Yeah. When we got through that like that period of time when you're like between falling asleep and staying awake, when I broke that wall, it was like Kool-Aid Man on crack.
You gotta run.
Oh yeah! Just keep going.
You brought your Dreamcast over, right?
We played that one game that you
hopefully didn't pay $60
didn't
for.
Did you play
like that
hard-looking game? That
Dynamite Cop. Me and Francis.
Dynamite Cop.
That
was a good game.
We beat the shit out of that game.
Like 30 seconds.
Anyways.
Yeah,
30 seconds?
Like 20 minutes, maybe.
Yeah. It was long enough. It was not long enough.
Did you beat Zelda in that 24-hour period?
No.
I think I started it.
No, we started it. I didn't beat anything.
Anyways, this is our PAX episode.
PAX 2014.
We got to bring it back. This is going to be a different episode. We usually play a game, and we have segments, and we have a fax met. We usually play a game, and we have a FAP segment and all these segments. We're not going to do any of that. We're just going to talk about what we saw at PAX, because we're awake, and it's a week later, so we've had time to regroup. I don't know who wants to start. I say we start on the very first day. What happened on the way to PAX on Friday morning?
I don't know.
We were on time.
Yeah, what did happen, Roger?
Yeah, we were on time.
We were on time. Everything was going to work out. Hmm. Yeah, and then what happened?
What happened, Francis?
You tell us what happened.
I broke like chocolate.
I think, break like fucking chocolate.
We saw some, I don't know, then I can't really go into it.
Someone forgot their passes. I'm not going to say who forgot their passes, but
we
someone
were halfway
did.
There, and someone was like, I should check my pass.
Yeah, just right
good
now.
Good thing I did.
I don't have, but we know who it is now.
Hey!
So, yeah. you forgot your pass, and we had to turn around, and then we got caught in commuter traffic.
Yeah, but we still made it there while the line was still going in.
Yeah, it was full.
Yeah.
And then that's what?
Fine. So you're saying we got there that day, later that day.
Yeah, we got there before 10. It opened at 10.
We got there so late that we had to coerce a crippled man into getting us through the door early.
We would have done that anyways.
There, you're right. You're
okay.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. So the line was fucking huge, partially because Roger forgot his fucking pass. And so we were meeting up with someone who was in a wheelchair, so we were like, we're going to go in the special entrance, the wheelchair entrance on the right-hand side. So we're all nervous. We're like, can we all fucking go in with the wheelchair guy? So I walked up first ahead of the wheelchair guy, and I started to explain to the guard, like, I just pointed at the guy in the wheelchair, like, we're with... He's like, just fucking come. Just come on.
Did anyone want to hear our excuses? Like, you assholes are using this cripple to get in. I don't care. Just come in, you assholes.
They just waved us through. We cut, like, 700 people to get in the building.
Awesome. The next day, we weren't even with them in New Year's. No,
we
did it again. Did you guys do it the third day?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Right up to that, like, this is our line now, right? Yeah. I mean...
You know us. You know us. You know we're handicapped.
You'll see the kid in the wheels later. He's with us.
We have a wheelchair in our soul. So
yes.
They'll let us in.
We had to help him into the beer garden, so we earned our keep.
We did.
We did a good deed.
So we're in PAX now.
Yeah, we entered.
All right. So what happened the first day? Who want anybody see anything the first day they want to
talk
about?
The first thing I did was I left you guys.
Well, settle down there,
Francis. Because you're suckers. And I went to the Heroes of the Storm panel for Blizzard.
Yeah, that's right. Johnny texted me. I was like, what happened to Johnny? I thought he went to take a piss. And he's like, oh, no. He said, fuck you guys.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to see Heroes of the Storm, which was, it was pretty good if you like MOBAs and League of Legends.
Which we don't. And nobody listens to us.
Do you
probably
play or Infinite League of Legends?
Yeah. No, I played it once and I was like,
what do they talk about at this Blizzard panel?
Well, they talked about, it's a little bit different than most regular MOBAs. It's a little bit shorter.
Wait, what are you saying? MOBAs?
Multiplayer Online Battle Arenas.
MOBA.
So did they play games in front of you?
Right, they played a quick match in front of us for about 15 to 20 minutes.
And what did they
really?
They
what happened?
Yeah, well, they had three new characters.
Three new characters.
So they haven't released the public. So the one was a Murloc, so you can play that noise. Rah, 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 rah.
Oh, jeez. Well,
you should have been on top of it. Sound
so it's a baby Murloc, and what happens
a
is...
A baby Murloc?
Yeah, so the theme is you die a lot, but you respawn your egg, so you can keep coming and coming and coming, but you...
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, dun-dun!
One of the new characters was a mount from World of Warcraft, which I don't understand, but... So they basically showed off the game, told us what's new.
Wait, you said you keep what? What do you keep doing a lot?
Dying. Coming. No. You keep coming back.
Oh, yeah, dropping fucking loads.
Thanks for coming.
All right,
yeah. So you spawn
it
out
it takes
your
me a minute. I got a big soundboard here.
But essentially, they showed off like all the stuff they're releasing that hasn't been shown to the public yet and talked about the game, what their plans for, and there was a Q&A session. So it's pretty cool to just chat with the developers.
Did you ask a question?
I did not.
Why?
You didn't queue?
I didn't. What was I going to ask?
You're in a Q&A session.
Yeah.
You're going to have
Q&A. You went for the A's.
Like 500 people, man. Half of them, which I cut in line.
You only went for the A's.
How'd you cut them in line?
Bring any Q's.
I got up there, and they were letting people in.
Yeah.
So I thought I was at the end of the line.
Yeah.
But they split it up in two spots because the line I got to was for the front.
Yeah.
The other one was for the back. Mm. So I looked behind me. I'm like, okay, those people aren't moving. These are. So I'll just stand here.
No one said anything to you?
And then some other people come. And then five other people come.
Now you were sandwiched.
And then the lady goes, if you just joined, you can't be here because you got to go on the other line all the way down to the end.
And you didn't go.
I just shut my mouth. I'm like, oh,
yeah. Why would you say? Why would you say a goddamn word?
I was in the fourth row from the front. It was awesome.
Good work, Francis.
Fourth row. Did you get any sweat on you?
No.
Did you get any Doritos dust or Mountain Dew drips on you?
I was next to some teenagers on their 3DSs and their phones.
Could you smell the Cool Ranch?
No, I couldn't, unfortunately.
No one eats Cool Ranch.
What's
Doritos?
A COD panel?
Are you shitting me? World of Warcraft, Cool Ranch Doritos, and Mountain Dew belong in that panel.
Here was the storm.
Whatever. It's the same thing.
It was a good time.
The same.
It was interesting. Damn. I could do more panels next year.
Yeah.
There you go.
Maybe you'll be a seat, or are you standing?
Oh, I got a seat.
Fourth row.
I got a fourth row seat. I was in front.
Did you hear him?
I didn't have to wait in line.
There you go.
Developers threw them your. Did they throw you?
I'll give you that.
Did they throw you their drumsticks and picks? After?
No, they did not.
Did they throw you a controller? No.
They just throw
you
us behind the scenes.
They throw a graphics card
that's
off
all
your head.
I wish.
Did you throw your boxers up on the stage?
No, I didn't.
No, you should have.
Look at me.
They threw you a 4K. They threw you a 4K monitor and a 24 button mouse.
Oh, that'd be the fucking best.
Just smash you in the face.
And break my fucking chocolate.
Childlike joy in Francis's razor. You said 24 button.
The Razor Naga.
That thing?
The what?
Did you have one of
this
those?
This is a family podcast,
yeah,
Francis.
Easy,
Jesus.
Buddy. Easy.
Keep your razors right away from my naga.
So that's what I did while you suckers were doing all the stupid stuff.
Like a sucker, I stood in line to play Wolfenstein. I don't know.
Yeah,
you guys,
stupid
Roger
idea.
Went to go get drunk.
Wolfenstein. I didn't wait in any lines. I never wait in
yeah,
lines.
Roger, yeah, Roger got crunk and we walked around.
Yeah, I stood in line to play Wolfenstein for like, it was like a 2 hour fucking wait next to the Evil Within. And once we got halfway to Wolfenstein, I was like, what is that line next to us? Oh, it's Evil Within. I was like, fuck, I should have stood to play that because I want to play that.
I thought it was just a video.
Hours later, I found out someone was like, yeah, I stood in line for fucking Evil Within. It was just a fucking video.
Mm, yeah.
Oh, sweet. I made the.
You can just watch that.
That's
the
douchiest fuck. Yeah, it's yeah. That's one thing that I hate about PAX is the douchey fucking amount of splendor around like a fucking video that's gonna be out like a day later. Like, why would I wait in line to watch this fucking video? It's like last year when they got us for Watch Dogs. We stood there in that line. Oh, was it me and Roger?
I didn't stand in the line.
Yeah,
I stood in line.
Well, you didn't because you got a fucking media pass, didn't you?
Yeah, I think it was me, you, and Francis that stood in line for that.
Yeah, because we were in the hallway. Remember that little dark hallway we had to sit in it? And we ended up watching the fucking trailer, which was the same goddamn trailer that was on YouTube the day before. So,
Well, Ubisoft said this year, like...
Ubisoft can suck my
dick. They're like, luckily, everything we're going to show to press is also everything people can see, you know, who aren't press. We're going to show the exact same shit. So they were upfront about it this year. But, I mean, still, I'm not going to wait in line to see a video.
No.
Like, I at least want to get my hands on the game. Wolfenstein was... It was fun, but it was just like... It was very similar to every other shooter's corridor. You could dual wield, which is cool. And, I don't know, mechs, Nazis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Wolfenstein.
Shoot some Nazis.
The only mechanic that was weird is, like, if you hold down the L1 button, it would turn the sticks so you would lean instead of move in that direction.
Yeah.
But to go prone, you had to do that as well. So it was really fucking awkward to go prone.
So you hold L1 and hold down?
Yeah. To go prone. And there was a part in the demo where you had to like shoot under a door or you couldn't go on. You had to kill the Nazis in the next room. And there were people walking around telling everybody what to do. They're like, yeah, because nobody knows what to do with
this
part.
So you have to hold L1, pull down, and then L2 to aim, and then R2 to shoot.
It was very awkward.
Finger exercises.
I mean, you could peek anywhere, so unlike Battlefield, you didn't have to be up against the wall, but it was still very cumbersome.
Fuck that.
Yeah, I didn't. I wasn't a fan. I liked the dual wielding and the second level, which they stopped me from playing. So, oh, demo's over. You like,
no,
it's not over.
I'm keep going.
It wasn't over.
I just got to the cool part. It was like, I was scaling a building vertically, like Batman and Robin style, and there were like Nazis in the windows. So you'd get up to a window and you'd shoot inside, and like a plane hit the building and shit was falling down. You'd avoid. And they're like, oh, demo's over. You can't play that fun part. That really fun part that you're playing right now. We got to finish that shit right now. So,
fuck. Doom beta. You get it with the buy in the game, though.
Yes, the Doom beta, which they didn't really even discuss at all at
which
PAX.
They probably should have because, you know,
everybody loves Doom. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Okay.
What are you doing?
When's Doom coming out?
I don't know. Next year.
Yeah.
If a beta's
so
coming out.
So what's the beta for? Just to play a level?
It might be multiplayer.
Yeah, they're really disgusting.
Well, they said Wolfenstein was all single player, so.
Is it?
Yeah, good. There's no
multiplayer. It's the only way to play a game.
I'll get Wolfenstein just because of that.
Okay. Well, hopefully they put all their assets into making a good single player. Unlike, you know, like
a Titanfall.
Or Halo. Or
Battlefield.
Yeah, where they.
Titanfall.
Split it in half.
Titanfall single player wasn't very good.
Yeah, it was terrible.
There wasn't. It was non-existent.
It was like, I'm trying to like play the game. Like, oh, the story. No, I'm dropping a Titan and somebody's shooting at me. I don't want to listen to the story right now. Sorry.
Yeah, the campaign for Titanfall is.
My Titans are dropping.
It's all multiplayer. Well, some guy screams in your ear.
Yeah.
This is the single player campaign. Oh, you lost, but it doesn't matter.
This is injustice. You can't use robots. And as I'm getting like sniped, you know, I'm like, I don't have time for this. Sorry, I got to respawn.
No idea.
It's my Titan.
About.
All right.
Does your voice get deeper
busy.
When your Titan falls?
My voice always gets deeper.
As the Titan falls, your balls drop.
My voice crack.
My Titan falls.
My ogre.
Joseph,
what
did you do the first day of PAX?
I followed you around whilst we harassed people with a camera.
That was... No.
We played Broforce.
That first day, you got drunk. Because after Wolfenstein...
No, but we played
Broforce. You chugged a bottle of rum and Pepsi. We played Broforce.
But that was like 10-ish, 10:30-ish.
Yeah, but we didn't do much. Lunch was the high point.
It was still hours before noon.
I remember seeing the Evolve monster.
Yeah.
And then we played Broforce, which wasn't that good.
That place was a sea of humanity from the 2K booth to the Bethesda booth, like on that side of the
Seriously,
floor.
Seriously, you get to the 2K booth and just...
You shall not pass!
It's because Gandalf.
No way at all.
It's because they put him next to like the Twitch booth. And
what was the point of the Twitch booth?
That drives me nuts.
But they have like, the live broadcasts.
Gigantic.
Shit?
If you like League of Legends,
I'll never understand watching video games. People play video games.
A lot of people do though.
But it was gigantic. Did you see how big the booth was? Bigger than Evolves.
It was almost as big as
2K's total area
for a Twitch stage.
Just to watch, like, they could have put the monitors all over the place.
And some jagoffs doing commentary.
Yeah. The commentary drives me nuts.
Jesus Somebody just sits there and talks gets together it? And talks about video games. What kind of fucking asshole?
No, it's not even that.
Like the League of Legends commentary. Like, oh my god, did you see that double black dang of a bomb? Like, no, who cares? Shut up.
Yeah, he's like, oh, and he's rushing. He's rushing. And he did the double laser attack. Oh, but now he's going to get back. He's going to recharge.
Oh, they're coming back. The other team's coming.
That's my idea.
Tom Brady drops back to pass.
It's garbage. That's sports.
Of course. It's waffles.
He'll change his mind on his goddamn own when he's ready.
There you go.
He'll waffle naturally.
Infinite Crisis. You know. Just saying.
And I also don't
believe
it's not a sport.
Budget, did you go check out Infinite Crisis or not?
No.
I'm going to wait in line to play the game.
It was DC everywhere. It was DC.
Oh, it looks shitty anyways.
Yeah. Well, everybody remembers DC.
It was like a top-down, like,
DC Universe.
MOBA.
Top-down.
MOBA. It looked top-downish.
It was a MOBA.
No,
it was the same
isometric.
As DC Universe, right?
Yeah, isometric. That's
League
what
of Legends.
It looks like Dead Nation. That's what
it looks
like.
Oh, so it's Marvel Ultimate Alliance with DC characters.
Yeah, it's awful.
No. It's a
MOBA.
No.
It's a MOBA.
Yeah.
So it's like League of Legends with DC characters.
Yeah, Marvel Ultimate Alliance.
No.
Online.
That's not what Marvel Ultimate Alliance is.
That's Diablo.
What?
Marvel Ultimate Alliance is more like Diablo.
Yeah.
MOBA is like
Infinite
where people
Crisis
fight
is,
each other,
is,
like League of Legends.
MOBA.
Yeah.
That's what the DC game is.
Yeah.
People fight each other.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Marvel Ultimate Alliance Online.
Anyways,
all right. Next subject.
Anyways, I saw people playing and it looked awful.
Okay. Yeah, fuck them. And then also, when we first walked in, the heat stench of fucking BO and ass crack was strong.
It was very warm on the, on the show
in
floor.
There was like certain cloud bursts throughout the exhibition hall that just smelled like dried up dick cheese.
Did anybody get sick? Did anybody get the PAX plague? Or no?
No. But I remember walking by Infinite Crisis and that, what was the other one that was right there to the right of the, to the right of the escalator? It was like a Knights and Dungeon-y kind of game.
When you first go down?
It's the fake Skyrim game.
Lichdom.
Lichdom.
Between Lichdom and the Trials Fusion Cage was like the wind tunnel of fucking ass cheese.
Yeah.
It stunk. Anytime you walked through there, you were getting a mouthful of somebody's fucking grundle.
Yeah, who's that
disgusting.
Game trying to kid?
Oh, when you walk by the Trials Fusion thing where the guy was on the half pipe, it was just, there was so much extreme and Mountain Dew. And
it was a T-junction of shit smell, like right there.
I don't
and you couldn't get through it. It was
it's like a Excite Bike with better graphics.
Who
gives
a
shit?
Half pipe. Why?
Because they wanted
Trials
it to be a
fusion, man.
Yeah, they want it to be cool.
Huh? Well, it's if they have a guy skating back and forth throwing bags of Doritos, you're gonna gamers like that, bro. Like it's
next to Microsoft.
That was
booth
embarrassing. That corner was embarrassing.
I liked PAX better when they allowed bosomy boot
breasts.
No, they never did.
Sure, they did.
Yeah,
the year I went when Jessica Negri
she wasn't part of that.
She was a boot babe.
Didn't they make her go change?
And that's one day you were like, no more boot, babe.
Yeah. Well, she was hired by the lollipop chainsaw.
Oh, she really?
Okay. Yeah, she was working.
What do you think
lollipop
we're here
chainsaw.
To play your games? No.
Remember they had that guy in the Space Marine outfit type thing, and the chick with the fucking silver
armor
get up,
no more,
no
more of that.
That's fucking stupid as shit ever. Yeah,
it's a disservice.
Did you?
We don't want people to feel uncomfortable.
Did you go over to the 2K section?
Yeah, with the Evolve monster.
Well, the staff at 2K. Did you see any of the staff?
The staff? No. Were they?
You saw?
Were they in costume?
You commented on. I don't know how drunk you were when we were at the 2K booth.
I was legless.
Where Evolve was.
I was legless.
They had some very.
Were they in costume?
No.
Oh yeah, I remember seeing some attractive ones.
They had some very. They had some very
pretty.
They
weren't top shelf or anything like that. They were no.
They were no Jessica Negri or.
Yeah, they were just the type of girl
name.
You would sexually harass at the office. They weren't. They weren't anything you're gonna Google. All
right. Well, Friday. Friday didn't have not a ton happened Friday until we went to lunch.
Lunch was good. Lunch was delicious. I remember it being very delicious.
It
I remember my mac and cheese sandwich falling apart.
Yeah, you got beat by Linda on that one. She hit you with a beat bag full of mac and cheese.
I don't care.
All right, well, we went to the Boston Beer
Atlantic Beer Garden.
Atlantic
that's our,
beer
that's
garden.
Our go-to every time we eat lunch.
Yeah, it's right there by the Whiskey Priest, like right in front of the event center. Mm. And
ABG.
That weekend, we were doing a thing. We did it for breakfast, too. We were playing...
Credit card roulette.
Yes, sorry.
Or roulette, for French.
Which Roger, explain credit card roulette.
What?
Sorry, you look like a deer in headlights.
What?
Susie, explain credit card roulette.
You all put your credit cards in a hat, and depending on the rules at the time, the waitress will pull out a card. So for breakfast, what we did was first card out paid, and that ended up being Roger. Mm. And this one, last card out pays, which ended up being
Johnny.
Yes, that's right.
So
probably the poorest kid there.
Yes, it was over $200 bill, which was very unfortunate. I felt really bad.
You play the game. You are going to get
his heart broke
and,
like
and
chocolate.
He put down a $50 tip
because I forced him to. I was like, you get a $50 tip. Because when I'm
she
drunk,
when I'm drunk, I tip well.
Money is no object.
I tip well when I'm drunk, and especially when it's not my money.
Yeah, you make others.
There was
tip
no
well.
Way Johnny wasn't putting $50 on that receipt.
To make you feel better, though, he did order, like, how many shots?
Yeah, he was brutal.
Yeah, he probably jacked up the
highest. I don't feel bad about it at all.
And he ordered half those appetizers. We ate them all, but he was like, nah, let's get a couple.
Just bring them.
All right.
I'm not paying properly.
I spilled the beer on him, too.
Oh, you spilled a lot of beer.
Mm. What is it, twice? Did you spill two beers?
No, just one.
No, you spilled two. You reached my voice.
I vaguely recall two beers being spilled.
Did I?
Yeah, you
not full beers.
You reached toward him, and you knocked the bottle into his lap, like, on the side of the table.
Okay.
And the second one, he had a cup of beer, and you were at the same table with him, and you were, like, scrubbing your side of the table.
Oh.
Knocking all the
beer. That doesn't count.
Oh, it only fell on his dick. It's just...
I think it counts.
He had a very beery dick.
Well, which I'm not sure he minded.
Details?
On?
I don't know the beery
dick.
Beery
dick.
I want to know what the beer
is.
It's
a beer with yeast on it.
And it got hops.
Oh, was it that
yeast?
Day that you
the yeast.
You tried to send the drink to the person at the bar?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Tell that story.
I tried to get our waitress to, I don't know, what was it?
Like there was
some
a woman.
Random like,
there
girl
was
sitting
was
like, going over the bar.
She was sitting by herself.
Yeah, she was sitting by herself.
Sipping
I was
a
like,
Diet
give
Coke.
Her this drink. Don't tell her where it's from, but tell her it's from the man of her dreams. And she was like, she's not drinking. I was like, then send her a fucking soda and tell her. And then she was like, I was like, all right, that's fine. And then I spotted a dude at the bar and I was like, send a man at the bar a drink and tell him it's from the man of his dreams. She's like, I'm not doing that. I'm like,
yeah, she definitely pussied out on that because she came back and was like, I'm too busy. Yeah. I can't do it. Sorry. Yeah. You pussy.
That would have been hilarious, though.
You pussy.
I don't have that one.
Come on, soundboard guy.
That one's too low anyway.
You can't
pussy. Hear him.
Fuck you, pussy.
It's fuck you, pussy. You can't even hear the beginning. Fuck.
Bob.
All right, so Friday, not a ton else happened Friday, I don't think. We went after lunch. Everybody was pretty drunk after lunch, I think.
We came back and it was a waste of
I played a
waste
little,
of energy.
I played a little Wild Star, but then
get wild on stars.
After lunch, you did.
Yeah,
how was it?
It was good. It was pretty smooth. They updated a lot, and the gameplay was fun. So.
And you played the beta since, right?
Yeah, I'm playing it. I was playing it today.
Ooh, so. You're gonna play it when we leave?
Probably for
ooh.
Half an hour. I'll pass out.
Wild Star.
Yeah, it's fun.
We'll see. You have to wear a condom when you play Wild Star?
No.
Why? So you don't get your hand pregnant.
I don't know what that means. What's that mean?
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. And then everybody crashed pretty early.
It's a tough
I went to
crowd.
Bed at 9 o'clock on Friday.
Oh, I saw the Watch Dogs demo. That was
on Friday.
Yeah, I wasn't very impressed.
How was it?
It was all right. It's like
Watch Your Dogs.
Yeah, you go to like. They have like prompts.
Wait, you went into the room to watch, or
no,
you watched it on the big screen?
You know when you walk right in, and there's like the Twitch booth and the 2K booth.
Yeah, there was a big screen right
and
there.
And nobody could move.
Yeah.
Because Bethesda, nobody could move because everybody was standing there watching the Watch Dogs demo because they put it in the middle of the fucking aisle.
I know.
A bunch of retards, nobody controlled that.
It's Ubisoft.
Yeah.
Retard alert!
Exactly. So it was basically Aiden Pierce, or whatever his name is, running around the city doing missions and like.
Did he have a bandana over his face?
Yeah, he goes.
Yeah.
He goes, pulls it up over his face and like puts his gun behind
his
back.
Finger real quick.
And Ubisoft was like, oh my God, that's so cool. And he puts his gun behind his back. It's like, oh, you don't see me here. I'm like, all right.
It was all gameplay
footage. She was a cheerleader,
In case you were worrying, there are. Vantage points and
Watch
Dogs.
They're not vantage points. You have to go hack a building,
which
you just point at and click. Which
basically the same thing.
There was one point where he's like jumping up, driving in the car, going out of the garage, and then they like did slow-mo time, and he turned around, and there was like a diamond icon that popped up, and they hit the diamond icon, door shut to keep the cops out, and they turned back. I'm like, this is stupid.
So it's like bullet time hacking?
Yeah, it's stupid. The hacking is just like, the icon pops up, you hit it. icon pops up.
Yeah. It's better than the hacking in BioShock. You can move pipes around.
Convoluted fucking hack system like in Deus Ex.
You just point and... Yeah, that's...
A bunch of hacks.
Fucking Deus Ex.
There's not many hacking systems I've enjoyed in video games.
I don't know. I just don't think it'll be as good as everybody says.
I'm fucking picking a lock in Fallout. Ugh.
That was the best fun time ever.
I like picking a lock in Fallout.
Fuck you.
After the first two times you do it.
You were completely outnumbered here.
What else?
What
else?
What else? Well, wait for a timer. Just watch the guy go...
Yeah, I'd rather do it myself.
I'd rather just go up to a door.
It's more tense.
And if you have the skill to open the door, it opens. If you don't, it doesn't.
Yeah. As monotonous, as tedious as it got, I still would rather do it myself than watch like a computer animation. That
no,
I
no animation for it. Either the door unlocks for you or it doesn't.
But then what's the point of that?
Was it Oblivion?
Why even make it locked?
Because Oblivion had the pins.
Yeah. Well, was it Oblivion or Fallout where you could have a lockpick, and if your skill was high enough, you would just use it. You wouldn't have to go into
the... You do force the lock.
Yeah, so yeah. I would buy like 100 lockpicks and just force the lock, force the lock, force the lock. Yeah. If you forced it like 15 times,
your skill would go up too. Yeah,
and then your skill would go up a little bit. So
you couldn't force a lock more than once. If it failed, you couldn't open it.
Oh yeah, that's right. If you
forced
it,
there was something
else.
There was a perk you could get that allowed you to
maybe
force.
I'm thinking of Oblivion. Then there was one where you could just try it over and over again to do
might
it automatically.
Might have been Oblivion. And
Fallout, it definitely would break.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Did it?
Oh,
break
off.
Break like fucking chocolate.
Yeah.
I'm
just
better at
like
that.
Chocolate.
All right, so then we all went home on Friday. We were all pretty miserable because we got drunk and then came back down.
I was hungover by the time I got home on Friday. By 5:30, 5 o'clock, whatever it was.
I went to bed at 9.
Fuck you.
I was hungover.
Good. I had a good time Saturday.
Saturday was rough.
All right.
What happened? What did they do Saturday? Saturday we got breakfast at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yes.
We could have a longer podcast about the things we didn't do than what we actually did.
I had a
jelly
stick at Dunkin' Donuts that was fucking out of this
phenomenal
world.
Looking,
it was
huh?
So good.
What?
The jelly donut was so good.
All right, was it
eating a meal?
Like eating a meal?
Succulent Chinese meal.
No, a jelly donut is nothing like
it's not Chinese.
Chinese meal. It was
a succulent American meal.
All right, did anybody play anything on Saturday? I played a couple of things on Saturday.
I don't think I played anything. I was so not motivated to wait in a single line this year, and I knew that they would be a brutal letdown. It's like Evolve. You didn't have to wait in the line to play Evolve, but if I had to wait in line to play Evolve, 4 hours. Yeah. When we walked in on Friday, remember we walked in at like, 10:15? Yeah. And there was already a guy out there with a sign, 4 hours, line is capped, come back.
Capped at 4 hours immediately.
Fuck that. That's what I hate about PAX. You can't wait in the line to play a good game, and then you wait in the line like to play a shitty game, and you're like, oh, this game sucks. Why did I wait in line for this?
Well, for the record, Evolve was really fucking cool.
Yeah.
If you'd waited 4 hours, I don't know if I'd say it was worth a 4 hour chunk
nothing's
out
worth
of your
a
pack,
4 hour wait.
Yeah, nothing's worth it. Nothing's worth it.
Life.
Trust me.
Evolve was the best game I played.
How long did you wait?
I had to wait for the demo in front of me to end. I got there. I had an appointment to do the whole interview.
I see.
So zero.
Big time.
Well, I went in. They did like a 20-minute presentation explaining, teamwork, monster, 4v1. And so I sat through the presentation, and I had to piss from the Atlantic Beer Garden. So I had to piss through that. And then I had to pee while that. And then I sat down for the demo. The demo took about 20 minutes. And after the demo, I had to pee like a maniac. Yeah. I sat the entire thing. And as soon as I got out, I ran towards the bathroom, and Drunk Joe ran up behind me and bear hugged me and squeezed out like 3 or 4 drops. Oh, God.
A little lemonade.
I vaguely recall that.
Yeah, you were an animal.
Found the fisherman cap. I think I was on the run at that point from my monitor to fucking wiring tear off.
You were running when
I was on the run.
But yeah, Evolve was really, really good. I got to play as the monster because... Like, they gave us little bracelets, and they were like, oh, who do you want to play as? And I was like, monster! I, stepped in front of everybody. Because they're 4 people who don't know each other, and me, and I was like, they're going to have to work together. Mm. I don't have to work with anybody if I'm a fucking monster. And monsters are fucking awesome. So I was a monster, and I won, which is pretty fucking cool.
Gotcha.
PS4.
So, what?
PS4.
PS4 controllers, but the whole thing were running on computers. You could see them underneath the little curtains.
Yeah. Interesting.
Hold the curtain back. So, yeah, it was really fucking cool.
Great and powerful.
I won. They told the medic, like... I don't have any sound effects for that. But they told the
Do
team,
not
like, protect
pay any
your
attention
medic.
To the man behind the curtain.
Crowd control.
So I went and
tanking.
I killed the medic right away.
Nobody protected the medic then.
No. Well, they tried, and I got to evolve. I got to stage 3.
Yeah.
And you have to either destroy the generator or kill all the hunters. And I killed like 3 of the hunters, and then I just went in and fucked up the generator to make the last person come to me, and
has one life. So once you're dead, you're dead.
No, you get like you get downed, and you can come back like 3. Once you get killed the third time, you're out.
Okay, so you can. So if you die. You go down, and nobody reses you, you die, and then you come back.
Yeah, you can come back. So okay. There's like a little chunk of your health bar that's missing, so you have a little bit less health this time.
Do they talk about non-multiplayer features?
Is there a non-multiplayer?
I don't know. Check out my interview to find out. I did bring up the campaign. They said the campaign is going to be similar to the campaign you see in Left 4 Dead.
Okay.
So it's going to
be the same online thing.
Interesting. I don't know. It was really fun. I'm really looking forward to it. That's a game I'm definitely going to buy.
Right.
So. Yeah. But Evolve, that was my favorite thing at PAX. Anybody else play anything on Saturday?
Was there any other games there?
We went to lunch again on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. We got fucking schlobberknockered on Saturday.
Yeah, that was Joe's
turn. That was my day.
Really, really hammered.
We ate outside.
Yeah. I had to leave lunch. I was really fucking pissed off.
Oh, yeah. You weren't there when the umbrella attacked me.
You missed the umbrella.
Johnny told me about it.
Destroy Roger. You missed an epic credit card roulette win by me.
Didn't Roger lose a second
time? I did lose that one,
man.
Shut up and take my money.
And I was like, Umberto didn't want to pay because obviously it was going to be a massive bill, and Johnny pussied out and wouldn't put a credit card in. So it was between me, Mike, Roger, and Umberto. So I was like, all right, if she pulls me or Umberto, I'll pay either way.
I heard you were in twice.
Oh, fucking. She took both those cards out right away, and I gave her a hug. Yes! Whole bar knew. They knew I was in happy zone.
By the time from the run to the bar, when I ran all the way back to PAX, I ran back, took a piss, grabbed a bag of chips to eat before the interview. I looked at my phone. I had
were they Doritos?
30 texts all calling me a pussy and a cocksucker for leaving. I had texts from Umberto. I don't have his phone number. And he was like, is this the pussy line? Like, just a string of beratement on my, like, fuck you guys.
lunch was good.
Yeah, I had a bag of chips for lunch that day.
And then,
delicious.
I think me and Joe stayed together the rest of the day. We didn't do anything.
We tried to wander around and take more pictures and look for stuff to do.
But then, afterwards, we went to the parking lot.
Oh, yeah. Explain what happened in the parking
lot. Yeah, Joe, explain what happened at the parking lot.
Because I have my end of that story.
You don't remember what happened in the parking lot?
No.
Before we left on Saturday.
I don't remember. I'm telling you,
my car was here, and there was another car next to my car.
You didn't find some asshole who didn't roll all his windows up?
Oh, okay. You guys had to remind me of the story, because I was inebriated. I don't remember. I was coming down, but I was still up there.
Joe was pretty drunk that day.
I was pulling out monitor wires and acting a fool.
Yeah, well, hold on. Tell the monitor story. I
don't remember how it happened. This photograph.
I remember how it happened.
But we were walking through the floor, and Roger said something about, you should pull the monitor wires out. I was like, okay.
From what booth?
It was an Ubisoft one, I think.
Oh, that's fine.
Good. They deserved it.
I think it was Ubisoft. Either that or it was the one next to Ubisoft.
Did you pull wires out of a monitor? Or did you
it
pull
was
a monitor?
It was just like a video connection. Yeah. I was like, and then I was like, they're gonna get me, they're gonna get me. I was suddenly extremely paranoid. So I started like serpentine patterning through the crowd.
You're probably on camera like, who's this asshole in the crowd?
And then I took off my shirt and changed it.
Did you really?
I put on the hoodie.
Oh my God.
Even though it was like sweltering hot, and I was like, I have to hide my appearance.
Look at that sweaty lunatic in the crowd.
And then shortly thereafter, I must have found you and given you a bear hug.
Yeah. I think when you found me, you were wearing a sweatshirt.
Yeah. I'm getting tired right now just thinking about it. The fear. My heart was racing.
All right. So
those enforcers are terrifying.
So you went out to my car.
Big penis.
Yeah.
There were lots of those.
Yeah. There were a lot of penis
Thanks
drawings.
For yawning right on mic.
Thanks.
It just keeps
I
the adrenaline going.
I can't remember this. I can't remember.
You, drew a lot of, you found a notepad in my car and you were like,
it would honestly be better if someone else told me this story. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. This is what you're talking about. I thought you were talking about the guys. Did you guys go to PAX?
No, that was at the restaurant.
That was at the.
Did you find the one under your license plate before you left?
Okay, let me tell the whole story. So I get back to my car. They left a couple hours before I did. Came back to my car. I'm fucking tired. I want to go home. There's 900 pieces of paper all over my car, all with dicks on them. Like,
big, veiny dicks.
I tried to take a picture and send it. I did take a picture and send it to you guys.
Well, the image was already up here.
So there were dicks everywhere, and my car, I cracked the window because I had the chocolate coins for the Bioshock Infinite gag. I didn't want them to melt.
Those broke.
So, they
break like fucking chocolate.
So I take all of them down. I get in the car. I go to roll up the window and I hear crunch in the back.
Oh, yeah, that was a dog biscuit.
Yeah, there was a dog biscuit in my back window that I didn't know about.
I had nothing to do with that.
So then I drive home. Next morning I wake up. I go out to my car. I walk around the car to get my driver's side. And I see I love and a picture of a cock tucked up under my license plate that I didn't see when I left. So I drove through Boston.
How many?
All the way down 93 on the highway. All the way down 93. I was passing people and I saw people look at me. Like, didn't put it together at all.
Oh, the smiles on people's faces you must have put on. So good.
So like it never even occurred to me. Like I'd pull up next to people in the lights and I'd look and they'd be looking at me. Didn't occur.
Oh, it's because you loved cock. That's why they were looking at you.
I think they were impressed with how open I was about how much I loved cock.
You'd be like, hi, BB, or honk the horn or anything.
I appreciate no one told you about it.
Yeah.
Nobody told me, no.
Because you know some goody two shoes. Oh, sir, do you know there's a cock on your license plate?
Sir, I know it's Massachusetts, but really, that's inappropriate.
I did get a few, like, I remember, now that I think back and I have, like, context, I did get, like, people pull up to me and, like, just scowl at me.
They're like, hey, thanks for being open.
How many small boys and girls saw that penis? They're like, where is that?
I've got kids in my car, you sick piece of shit.
It was
written Focus.
Huge. The letters were about the size of license plate letters, so it was visible, clearly visible.
Hilarious. Oh, Jesus Christ.
So not only did I drive all the way through Boston, down 93, down to my, but I parked in my driveway.
So all your neighbors
and
saw
my neighbors
your
saw
dick
it.
Dick love.
But like right after you sent me the text with the picture of like the windshield wiper dicks, I thought I sent you the picture of the of the license plate dick.
You did not.
Yeah, it was on Facebook.
Hey, I put it on Facebook. You know, you just didn't check the thread.
No.
That's what happens when you don't check the thread, God damn it.
I probably should have, but yeah.
Big penis.
I love it, according to everyone on 93.
Well,
so good. So good.
I love the cock.
Oh, so Jesus.
That was Saturday.
And I also made like a half a dozen of them at least and put them in all the windows.
I got all the other ones. That was the only
Did you find the batteries?
Yeah.
Batteries,
like
dog
later.
Biscuits, good. Dicks on paper.
I found, like, yeah, a ton of batteries all kind of tucked under the baby seat.
Oh, were they?
So if my child ever rides in the car and, like, eats a battery, it's your fault.
She's going to eat a battery.
Maybe she'll turn into a mutant with superpowers.
Kid would eat a battery.
I don't know. But kids don't eat batteries. They eat Legos.
Yeah.
And dog poop.
My kid might eat a battery.
How many batteries did you find?
I don't fucking know. A bunch.
Okay.
Those batteries are still useful.
Oh, boy.
So worth money.
Saturday ended.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert.
Sunday.
All right, Sunday. Everybody was tired. We felt like we'd walked, what, maybe
200 maybe miles?
500 miles?
Wow. That's a long while.
Sunday. We didn't go to lunch on Sunday.
No, you were gone by like
1:30.
We left at 1:30.
We left at 1:30.
I gave my pass to a Spaniard.
Yeah, you weren't even there on Sunday.
No.
All right, Sunday. I
was all set with it by Sunday.
Was the hamster ball there the other days?
It was all day. It was there every day.
I didn't see it until Sunday.
No, it was always there.
But yeah, the hamster ball was like, you would go inside it. It was like a giant fucking literal hamster ball, and you put on a
VR thing.
You'd put on the Oculus,
there.
And you would walk on a like a circular treadmill, and you could see what the guy was seeing. It was essentially like you're in the game. That's like the fucking greatest thing I've ever seen. So instead of waiting in line because everybody wanted to do it, you had to fill out this thing and they would text you or email you. And they're like, just fill this out, just fill this out. And it was essentially a flyer for a college. And you had to give them...
Wait, was it the New England Institute of Tech? Because they were like the only people there selling books.
Yeah, I think so.
They were selling books?
They were selling books.
I had to give them...
No place for that garbage there.
They asked for my name, email address, address, date of birth, the high school I went to.
What are they opening a fucking credit card in your name?
All the things that... Exactly. All the things that they might ask you as like a safety question. Yeah. Like, what's your high school mascot? They asked all that shit. So I gave them all fake shit aside from my cell phone number and email address. Yeah. But I was still paranoid. I'm like, this has got to be a scam.
And now you're getting emails from Steve Johnson for the next 6 years.
Yeah, I never got a text all day. Mm. And so they know that they were like over the time that they would allow people in. Mm. And they continued to let people sign up for it. Fucking New England Tech.
Sons of bitches.
So fuck you for taking advantage of me wanting to be in virtual reality.
But you got to see something.
What?
You got some Rift on the poor face, man.
I did, yeah, there was a, I did an interview for Race the Sun, which it was like a never-ending runner, which is coming to Vita, by the way.
Temple Run. Over my face.
Gonna play Vita.
But Temple Run?
Temple Run 2?
It's like a never-ending runner, you control a ship, try not to die.
Temple
like,
Run 3?
It's not really designed for Oculus. Yeah. Like, you could look around, but it didn't really matter in the game. Right. And I used it at the end of the day, and it was all like... It was all
sweaty and gross.
Caked. Yeah, I could barely see. It was so blurry.
Disgusting.
Eye boogers.
I took it off and I was like, this is really, like, there's like caked on shit here. I can't see anything. And they're like, yeah, just, there's lots of people who've used it. And I was like, can we wipe it off? And they're like, we tried. We just can't.
It's disgusting.
Like, that is nasty. So
I had to, like, assume I was going to get fucking pink eye after I used it.
Yeah, you probably were.
I don't know how I didn't. It was disgusting.
Maybe you do, and you just, it's latent.
Maybe.
Was it worth it?
I'll give it to you guys. It was, like, I still feel like I haven't seen Oculus Rift. Because it.
I don't get the draw. Was it really, like, do you think it was a clear picture anyway, even if it was clean and crisp? And
it probably was initially, but for that game, it's not a game that I think should incorporate Oculus Rift.
What's the field of vision on it? Like, what are you looking like? Are you seeing, like, a goggle shape, or is it, like, one, like, oval or something? Or is it square and, like, curved? Like, what does it look like?
You could see, it was like you're wearing sunglasses, and the whole inside of the sunglasses was a screen. And on Oculus, you couldn't look in 360 degrees. You could look, like, slightly to the left, right, up and down, like... That's why it wasn't a good game for Oculus. Like, other demos you could see, you could look completely 360. Like, a lot of games that were in the Kickstarter booth or a lot of games that were, like, indies incorporated Oculus, and they all had huge lines because people just wanted to fucking wear Oculus. So.
Stupid.
So I wish I had played something that was more meant for it.
Coculus.
I didn't get a chance to.
Now owned by Facebook.
Yes, now owned by Facebook, so...
Coculus is on Facebook?
You'll be able to play.
Coculus? Owned by Facebook.
Owned.
You can play Farm Friends.
Yeah. Fuck that nonsense. Yes. That's not a game. That's a
360 degree view. Yeah.
Can you play Candy Indian. Crush on it?
Farmville know. Oculus Rift?
Yeah, there you go, Farmville.
Buy gems with your face.
Blink twice for more gems.
With my nose hairs.
All right.
Moustache.
Moustache.
Anything else? Pooping. Did anybody else poop there?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm glad you brought this up.
Oh, I did. Right. I did take a shit there on Saturday. You're right.
Took a shit there every day.
I pooped in Friday just the Sunday. Front main bathroom that had 100 people in it.
No.
And I the second day, I got in a pattern. I would like go to Dunkin' Donuts, shit, feel great for the rest of the day. And I was shitting the second day. There was like a 15-year-old kid right next to the stall. And I shit really loud. And he was like, like, he just started laughing, which made
Get
me
over.
Laugh. So, but you found like an isolated
Yes, you bathroom. Have to go upstairs where all the conference rooms are.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of butts.
And if you go to the conference room upstairs, there's usually one or two bathrooms that have nobody in them. There's like 20 stalls, not a person in them. I took you guys there one day.
There was like 30 stalls
me.
In there. It was beautiful.
Nobody
totally
was,
empty?
Mostly empty. Yeah. When I went up, if I went up there one morning and it was like, there's me and two other people.
What is it, only a third floor?
It's up on the second floor. You go up the stairs on the way in, you walk around, look for a place where there's nobody, go in the bathroom, you're pooping in peace. Do not go on the first floor on the show floor. That is the ultimate sin.
Don't go on what? This is a disaster. The show floor?
Yeah, you have to be ready to sit and urine if you're going to do
The ones behind the fucking Sudden Impact booth. Those are the ones. That's the lowest level of humanity.
Yeah, you don't want to go in there.
Yeah, so go up to it on the second floor. Over by the car. That's an APIT proof tip if you need to poop at PAX.
Second floor.
Go find those bathrooms.
You're welcome.
There you go for pooping. Son of a bitch. All right, anybody else games they want to discuss? Hotline Miami 2 was there. Anybody see that?
No, I there's a lot of games there that I didn't know that were there that I was disappointed I didn't see.
Transistor.
Below.
I didn't see that.
It's the Microsoft exclusive, the combination of Zelda and Dark Souls. You're like, you go into like this dungeon, you have to like, you get hit once and you start bleeding out, and then if you die, the next of your kin comes and tries the dungeon again.
Oh yeah, I've heard about that. I didn't know that was guys. There.
Yeah, I didn't know that was there either. I was fucking disappointed. I wanted to play that. It's a one exclusive or
where
something.
Where
was it called?
I don't know.
Below.
Below. And the Darkest Dungeon.
Below me.
Below me. Yeah.
The other one was Darkest Dungeon. It's the game where it takes into account like your guy's mental health.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was there too, and I completely missed that one. So I was like,
I didn't see that either.
I don't want real life issues in creeping into my video games.
Well, it's like
imagine you play like an MMO for a while, and all of a sudden, like your character goes to, like level 30 and develops like epilepsy.
Well, it's not epilepsy.
Like cerebral palsy.
It's like one of the things we were talking about,
like muscular dystrophy. Yeah, I don't want reality
no,
creeping
into
these.
It's mental disorders. Like
what if it's schizophrenia?
You get like eating. Yeah, you get paranoia.
You take medication.
And eating
you get
disorder.
An eating disorder.
You get an eating disorder. You can get like you can get other stuff. Like you need, but then you can go take them to the whorehouse or get drinking, and they'll be fine.
Well, oh yeah, that makes
so,
sense.
Just like in real life. Yeah, exactly.
What was that GameCube game where you would go crazy?
Eternal Darkness.
Yeah, Eternal Darkness.
That was a phenomenal game. But yeah, that sounds really cool. You know, it's. I don't want to wax poetic. So. And
wax it, Francis.
And was
wax off.
Well, you know, like if you play like Mass Effect or Dragon Age, and you go to those games, you like seeing all this shit, and you guys are like just perfectly fine. Like, oh, let's just go to the next dungeon. This one takes
no
into
PTSD
account.
At all.
Yeah, these guys take into account that. So and was in the indie Kickstarter area, which was like the Metroid, like. Open something game. It looked pretty cool. So.
What was it called? Anne?
Anne. A-N-N-E.
I didn't see that like, either.
Yeah, it's, it looks pretty
good. Anne Leibowitz?
I did see in the Kickstarter area. Did you see Neverending Nightmare?
Was that the black and white game?
Yeah, that was the all hand drawn game.
That. Yeah, they, it's
super
like side scrolling and like all this weird shit happens. Yeah.
Mm.
It's
really,
Mike played
Can't afford color.
Yeah. A giant man baby Goliath.
Yeah, some weird shit happens.
I played it for a little while. I couldn't get by the man baby thing, so I stopped.
Yeah, maybe a stretch goal would be color into the game.
Yeah, I think they had red.
Stretch goals make this game.
They did have these red glasses you could put on, which were stupid.
Yeah. I think that speaking of that stuff, Don't Starve expansion was there.
Giants, something. Reign of Giants was there.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
Which, I don't think any of us played the Don't Starve DLC, right? I didn't play it. No, they only had a keyboard, so that intimidates me.
I don't like to starve.
I didn't play
stuff.
It.
Try it.
Played Broforce. That's about it.
It's a good job.
It was disappointing.
Broforce was disappointing.
It was.
It
was a big disappointment.
Great humor, and I really wanted to like it.
It looks like garbage.
RoboCop.
Yeah. It looked like Rambro. It had like a great idea, and they just
Rambro.
Terrible.
And the Atari level graphics, I think, worked against it because how many times did we die and we were like,
I had
I
no idea
what
was going on.
Well, the thing is entirely destructible, right? You can pretty much destroy
but
the environment.
It also
and you
creates
kill the devil.
Like creates situations where like you're stuck in a place and you just hopping on the wall all the way up. You look ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah, it's garbage. The game looks like
garbage. I really wanted it to be better.
Mercenary Kings was significantly better.
Oh, I saw the new game they're making. Castles.
That Shinobi, whatever it is.
Chaos and Dungeons. Dungeons and Castles. Castles and Chaos.
Generic video game
term.
Well,
just spit out a bunch of words, all right?
I forget what it's all Chaos and something.
Soldiers and Shooting.
It's like one screen. It looks like Ghosts and Goblins, and you're punching ghosts.
Ah, punching ghosts.
It's the best way
and
to
frogs.
Deal with ghosts.
Yeah, you punch them straight up. That's what I do.
Joe and I, there was a point where Joe and I were walking around, and I just wanted to fucking sit down. So we found, like, the Renegade Kid booth. And we sat down to play those DS games.
Yeah.
And they had Moon Chronicles there, which I've been waiting for a while. It's like the next Moon. I think it's just a remake of the old Moon game. For the DS, it was one of the only...
Harvest Moon?
No, it's a first-person shooter for the DS. They made Dementium and they made Moon.
Yeah.
This is Moon Chronicles. I think like maybe a remake of the first Moon. But we were sitting there playing it, and apparently there was a kid sitting there next to me who was just like super into Renegade Kid, the developer, and he was just... He kept telling me, "Oh, dude, they have a game coming up. They're gonna kickstart it. You know what Kickstarter is?" Yeah, I know what Kickstarter is.
What is it?
Hey, do you want to play their game, man? It's you can go over and take a look at it. The video's right there. No, I'm
drug dealer.
He was on top of me, and I was like, "Do you work for Renegade Kid?" And he's like, "No. I just like him." So do you know what Kickstarter is? He fucking brought it up.
Tell me again about Kickstarter.
He brought it up four times in 5 minutes, and we just got up and fucking walked away.
I'm sure if Hideo Kojima did a Kickstarter, Joe would be all over it. So
fuck. No, I would not.
Do you like Hideo Kojima? He makes Metal Gear games.
Francis, I wouldn't be in on that.
This kid was super creepy. He had to be, I don't know, he the kid was out of his mind. Like,
so here comes. Yeah. Rogier.
You like that, Francis?
Dropping the gas.
Mm. Well, I thought your butt had range. They've only had high pitch ones.
I know.
So far.
Tonight's a high pitch night.
I've had like a long flowing one.
It's a high. I'm sorry.
I've had nothing. Too much cheese and beer.
Mm. Too much cheese.
What else are we going to talk about? Borderlands, a prequel sequel. Rod, do you have any thoughts on that?
Nope.
Not once.
Last gen. Why do we even have to talk about it?
Yeah.
Fuck. Moved on.
Feed it to the poor.
It's DLC.
I bought a phone case at the 2K store.
XCOM. Enemy Within.
You know what's funny is I've complained that Borderlands should just make another game out of the bullshit DLC that they come out with.
No, the DLC was good.
Yeah, but they did it, and I still don't give a fuck. The pre-sequel is just a DLC. It's
I don't care because
DLC.
I'm not plugging in one of my last-gen consoles.
Yeah, well, see? They made four new characters. It's a new place. They have the oxygen and air double jump mechanic.
No,
it's kind of a new game.
I have to agree with Roger. It's last-gen. I can't care. I can't bring myself to care anymore.
I'll probably get it on the PC.
Do you know what you should do just so you can not care even less? Go play an old last-gen game right now.
I did.
You'll be
disgusted.
I tried
playing The Last of Us, and then I went to play like a current-gen game. I was just like, shoot me.
It just punches you. I can't play The Last of Us. It was like a month and a half ago
that
you could have played that game and been like, yeah, this is impressive. And now you're like, this is disgusting.
This is awful.
What did I ever think this was good?
Is this a Nintendo 64 I'm playing on?
Yeah, last-gen graphics.
Fuck is this?
Does it look like a give-a-fuck?
Exactly. No, I can't.
Nobody.
No light sourcing. No dynamic particles.
Does it look like a give a fuck?
None.
Yeah.
Like I really still want to play Grand Theft Auto 5 online, I know it's on last gen, so I can't bring myself to give a fuck.
It's no reason to play.
I can't believe they didn't bring it on PC yet.
It's
been like 6 months.
I guarantee they'll announce it for PC like within a month.
It's too late for
that. That is my prediction.
It's too late now. Who cares?
Nobody gives a fuck now.
No, for next gen.
Going to play like Dead Rising 3 or like Rise, and then going to see like Last of Us or Dark Souls 2, and you're just like, I don't want to. No.
Both of which are coming to next gen.
Dark Souls 2 is?
Well, Dark Souls 2, they might as well have confirmed
it. Now it's on PC.
Well, they did before when they were still in development, they were like, no, we're not coming to next gen at all. And then just before launch, there was an interview, I think, with Joystick, and they were like, we can't comment on next gen. So it went from a hard no to a we can't comment. So I'm like, that means yes.
Yes.
So I'm getting it on next gen. I'll wait for that.
I'm not.
I might stick with Truth
angry anymore.
I might stick with Truth it on the PC though.
Yeah, wait till it Steam sales.
The graphics are like comparable.
Yeah, well,
like,
it's,
not,
it's
they're
the
just,
show,
they're
so
all,
they kind of translate.
Yeah, they look exactly like the show. So there's no loss of graphics in comparison. You're not looking for effects and shit like that.
Yeah.
So like that game Skyrim. Should be okay.
Yeah.
And it's on a PC, so you can still respect yourself when you play it.
I still feel like I'm
keep your streak. You gonna play with a controller?
Yes, I am, Francis. Because keyboards are for fucking queers.
I guess I'm fucking queer.
Damn thing come from a keyboard or queers and steers.
Full Metal Jacket.
Which one are you, boy?
I can suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
Can you?
You want to see?
Yeah.
Ooh, challenge accepted.
That doesn't seem like it should be that hard.
Fuck you. Have you seen a golf ball in a garden hose?
Yeah, there's like two different
garden
sizes.
Garden hoses can be quite big.
Well,
I don't suck as hard as you.
In Alabama, the garden hoses are quite big.
Are they? I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, before things get super, super sexy,
yeah.
Did anybody else see anything they want to talk about? I think that's about it. Talked about the paper dicks. I talked about credit card roulette.
Asians with big titties.
Anybody else see Octodad, Dadly's Catch?
No. I refuse to pay a single shred of attention to anything that was on that floor that was also on the floor the year before.
Octodad wasn't. Nonsense. I just banged my face against
that.
Good.
Octodad wasn't.
Well, Octodad feels like it was.
It was on the PC for a couple years.
I'm going to assume that it was, so I'm going to act
no,
like
No, I
it
just
was.
Recall that being like an old fucking news game, and now like it was at PAX, and that drives me nuts, because fucking Watch
Octodad
Dogs...
Octodad still isn't out yet for PS4.
Well, whatever. Watch Dogs was there last year, and it was there this year, in the same fucking state that it was last year. It feels like it's just like a... Eh. Like, why? Why is it here 2 years in a row? Like, Wildstar was there last year, too, wasn't it?
Yep.
It still isn't out yet? Come on, guys.
June.
Get your fucking act together. It had the biggest booth there, for Christ's sake.
Well,
it's pretty big.
Wait, what's coming on in June?
Wildstar.
Oh, Wildstar.
Yeah, they've been working on that since 2004, 2005.
Who cares?
Is that the booth that had the chick with the half butt cheek? I think that was Wildstar, wasn't it?
No. That was some other game.
Both of you.
All three of you.
I don't remember.
It
wasn't Wildstar.
Fuck all three of you.
It was like a
Pavel Datsyuk.
Fuck that guy.
I'll deny that you're right, but I won't give you a correct answer.
I won't.
I
don't know. I'm not invested.
It was next
in
to the alien Colonial Marines boot. I know that.
Oh.
What? It was.
Okay. I know. I'm just booing aliens, Colonial Marines. All right. Is that?
Oh,
about it?
Did you see the over? This is nothing to do with PAX, but they made a Creative Assembly is doing an Aliens game, the horror version.
Yeah. Welcome to Alien Isolation 5 months ago.
Yeah, they made a low tech trailer. And it's like all like the old like shit, like from the movies, like all the grainy, like they all put that old shit in the game.
Yeah, I'm like I'm like super excited for Survival Horror to be back.
Yeah.
But then after playing Outlast, I'm an enormous pussy and I'm like, I don't know if I want to play Survival Horror.
That game was dreadfully boring. Outlast.
I can't imagine Alien.
I'm not as
better.
Tough as you. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying it was boring.
That game scared the fuck out of me.
It's nothing scary about it. It was boring.
Well, I don't have as big of a dick as you, I guess.
It's not about having a big dick. It's just not being scared about fake make-believe things.
I'm sorry. I'm an enormous pussy, and you're a man because you have a beard.
The game was boring.
But talk about his hat.
That game was scary.
Dreadfully dull.
It's a woodland hat.
Dreadfully
dull. He hunts things.
Yes, and it was, like, looked awful, too.
What are you talking about? That game looked great.
No, it looked awful.
I don't know.
For a free game,
pretty
good.
Can be as high as Roger's standards.
No, it's not Borderlands. It's not
good.
BioShock.
Don't try to force the waffle.
If you can't, if you can't farm it, it's not good.
It just didn't look good.
If you can't have a million page thread about what the game
did
actually
did you think
means,
it looked good, Francis?
Don't force
the waffle.
We're
not talking about me. We're talking about here.
Thank you.
I thought it looked good and it scared the fuck out of me. So that's how I feel about it.
I concur.
All right.
You were talking about to me about how it didn't look good.
Yeah, on PC. I'm talking about I played it on PC.
Okay, I'm talking about PlayStation 4.
Oh, fuck your PC.
I have a PC with two video cards? No, I do not. On PS4, it looked like an early PS3 game.
I don't think it did.
I disagree with that. But it didn't look as good as it is.
Well, it was only a $15 game. So
it was only a free game.
No, it was free.
Well, there you go.
It was bad for
what do you want for free?
You know.
You'd expect The Last of Us?
Yeah, it was free.
Uh-huh. What do you want, The Last of Us?
That's coming out on PlayStation 4.
It is. I'm still on.
I hope that's free.
Remastered.
All right, I think we're kind of meandering. We should probably end this cast.
Yeah. PAX is over.